Elvis Costello and Oliver Zami. I know that a lot of you have got experience of dementia, haven't you? Living with that condition that can rob people of their personality, it can rob them of their memories, their way of life even. And those of us who have lived with it day in and day out have a pretty good understanding of what it can do to a person. But for many people, not knowing what it's like is one of the great fears associated with the condition of Alzheimer's. Well, now an Essex academic is using modern technology to try and give everybody an idea of what people with the early stages of dementia are going through. So a really interesting concept. Dr. Jodie Mason is the man behind the idea. Jodie, good morning.
Morning.
Why? Why do you want to do this?
Well, I think the bottom line is that this is, as you sort of highlighted there, this is an age-related disease. It's going to affect one in three of us by 2050 as either a sufferer, a carer, or a relative. And as you say, we have an aging population. We all live longer. There are about 820,000 people in the UK with dementia, and about 65% of those is Alzheimer's disease, and this is really becoming a big problem. So this is going to increase to over a million by 2025, 2 million by 2050, and then double every 20 years. And it's very expensive as well. So it costs the UK economy £23 billion every year. So anything that we can do to try to improve the amount of funding that we're seeing and spread the word is going to help in a big way.
Right, so how will what you've done help?
So we're essentially going to make a game.
A game?
A game. So this is going to be a game that's not for profit. All profits will go to charity. And it's going to be something that is basically aimed at young people. So at the younger demographic, people that, as you say, may not have thought of or considered Alzheimer's disease, and it's going to sort of surreptitiously educate them about the disease and actually some of the therapeutic approaches that are being undertaken.
Because it is difficult to talk about. I guarantee that there are people who have been listening to us this morning, and the very word Alzheimer or dementia, they've got them thinking, oh no, they're talking about, oh, I don't want to listen to this. But you've got to get over that, haven't you?
Well, this is the thing, and we're hoping that the way we pitch it, the interactive nature of the game, is going to make it very enjoyable, but without the player feeling lectured. So we want the game to be entertaining, but it just happens to inform them about Alzheimer's disease, and we have to get that the right way round.
Take me through. How are you going to do this?
Well, the game's going to follow something called a real-time strategy format. So that means that players will be able to use a variety of approaches to stop a sticky protein from building up in the brain. And that's essentially what happens in Alzheimer's disease, and that leads to brain cell death and some of the symptoms that we see from Alzheimer's. So it's going to highlight some of the genuine therapeutic intervention approaches being taken, including some of our own research strategies here at Essex. And we're really aiming to target a mass audience of casual gamers. So the audience is clearly anyone who's interested in learning more about Alzheimer's disease in general.
Yeah.
But it's really well suited to young people with a passion for computer games, and as I said before, this therefore aimed at surreptitiously educating really a demographic of society who's perhaps unaware of the severity of
clever way of doing it.
Yeah.
So, all right, so I'm playing this game. Oops, I've got a sticky protein building up on my brain. So what happens next?
So you're going to then go in. First of all, you'll look at some of the ways of stopping that protein from being produced. So that sticky protein gets cut down by a series of molecular scissors from a much bigger protein to create that sticky protein. So we'll go in and we'll try and stop those scissors from cutting the protein.
Right.
And that's some of the, as I said before, some of the therapeutic approaches being taken out by drugs companies. And then if that protein is then produced, it goes on to stick to itself. You'll then go in and sort of shoot these sticky plaques apart. And that will lead to, you know, restoring the brain cell, the neuronal health of the cell. And I should say that we're doing all this through collaboration with a games company. So this is a very old friend of mine, I've known for a very, very long time, more years than I care to remember, and he's going to be building up and developing the game with us. So this is Gareth Bushell, who heads up a company called Feiju.com. It's an independent games company. He's got lots of experience developing these sorts of games. And on the App Store, I think in the last year alone, his games have been downloaded over 8 million times.
Wow.
So we're hoping But this isn't just going to be something that is used in the UK, but this could be an international thing, you know, that will be used in the US and will be, you know, educating people about Alzheimer's all over the world.
And just to emphasise, all the money from it is going to go to Alzheimer's research, etc.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we won't be taking anything from this, only to sort of develop the game further, and we'll be getting sort of feedback, as you can do from the App Store. You get comments from users and players, and anything like that will feed back in and will help us to make the game better and release new versions. But any profit that comes out of this will go back into charities.
Okay, so we've got the young audience, mm-hmm. we've got the people who've never even thought about dementia or Alzheimer's, whatever. They have gone through the game. What do you want the effect on them to be?
Well, I think it's really clear that the young people of today are ultimately going to become the carers of those with Alzheimer's disease tomorrow. So we are aiming to encourage empathy, engagement and understanding in this demographic, whilst at the same time hopefully highlighting the desperate need for a cure.
So will it actually give the player some idea of what it's like to have Alzheimer's?
It will. So
in what way?
In amongst all this sort of gameplay, which will hopefully be addictive and, you know, fun to play, as all games can be, in amongst those levels we will actually be putting out some statistics about the severity of Alzheimer's disease, and so they'll go from level to level and they'll learn a little bit about the disease, and then perhaps later on in the game, if they enjoy the game, maybe they can make a donation to access higher levels.
Right. So what the actual first the first signs of it are and that sort of thing, or not?
I think it will go through some of the stats, because I think a lot of people consider Alzheimer's as something which only sort of affects very, very old people, and it affects 1 in 20 over the age of 65, you know, and 65 is not considered an old age anymore.
No.
So I think it will sort of blow away some of those myths, and it will also, as I said before, educate people who just don't really think about this. You don't think at age 15 to 20, oh, I'm going to grow old and maybe this will affect me.
No. So when's this all going to come out?
Well, so this is being funded by a Wellcome Trust People Award, and it's being developed at the moment, and we hope to get the first version of the game sort of out onto the App Store around sort of early next year, and then it will be developed and maintained over the next sort of 2 years after that. And it's very much the hope that we can then extend that. Of course, we're aware that there are other platforms out there, so we can perhaps extend that from Apple's App Store onto the Android Store for some of these other devices. Mm. And when we launch it as well, we're hoping to do an interactive art installation. So another thing that Gareth's doing is he works for a not-for-profit sort of digital art company called Squid Soup. So one thing that we're hoping to do is to, alongside this, launch this as a sort of an art installation where people can come along and sort of get interactive as well.
I'd like to see more of this when it first comes out. Is that all right?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah, because I'd like to sort of try it and we can, you know, we can in a way sort of test it on my listeners, see what
they
think.
That would be great. Yeah, any feedback we can get will help us to improve it, so that would be perfect.
Great, Jodie. Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Jodie Mason there from the University of Essex, working on that at the moment. And of course, anything that can highlight the plight of those families with somebody suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia generally has got to be good, hasn't it? Maybe I should ask, what was the first thing that you noticed about your loved one? Because it is a very, very frightening thing, isn't it? What was the first thing that you noticed? I that's why I wanted an answer to that question, because I think that is pivotal, isn't it? So that we recognise when something is going wrong. So hopefully they'll include that in the game. What was the first thing that you noticed, if you're unfortunate enough to have a member of your family who's going through it at the moment, the very first thing you noticed that was going wrong with them? I would be really interested to know, if you don't mind telling me. Text 81333, start with the word Essex, or you can phone 01245 49 50 50. The very first thing that you noticed in that person that was not quite right.